This is Mark Strassman, reporter for American Politics Today. We're about to speak to Michael Badnarik, who's on his way to either debate or get arrested in St. Louis at the presidential debates. Welcome to American Politics Today.
No, thank you.
Tell us how bona fide the Libertarian Party and your candidacy are. How many of you are there, and how many ballots are you on around the country?
Well, Libertarians have over 600 elected officials nationwide. We have more candidates on the ballot and more political support than all the other third parties combined. In Texas alone, we have 31 candidates for Congress. The only district that we do not have a candidate running for office is in Ron Paul's district, out of respect and deference to the most honorable man in Washington right now.
Is he almost a Libertarian or what?
I didn't hear you.
Ron Paul, why is he special?
Because he's the only person who votes the Constitution on every single bill. His nickname is Dr. No, because he always votes no against unconstitutional laws.
He's a nominal Republican, but a Libertarian?
Well, Ron Paul was a Libertarian presidential candidate for us.
Right.
He is currently in Congress as a Republican, but he always votes Libertarian.
Okay, good. What's your complaint about the debates?
Well, I am a legitimate candidate for a legitimate party, and I have a right to have my party's message heard. However, more important than that, the American people have a right to hear our message so they can make a choice from more than just two options. Henry Ford once said that you can have your car painted any color you want as long as it's black. Well, that is not a legitimate choice. The Democrats and Republicans are trying to convince Americans that they can have any president they want as long as it's George Bush or John Kerry. That is also not a legitimate choice. We recently selected Miss America from over 50 contestants, and I think Americans have a right to select their president from more than just two.
Okay, now, go ahead.
So I'm hoping to get into the presidential debate so that George Bush and John Kerry can discuss issues that Americans are actually concerned about.
Are you on enough ballots to be elected president, to get 270 electoral votes if you get the votes in enough states?
I'm on the ballot in 48 states and Washington, D.C., which is more than Ralph Nader.
In case you don't get a chance to be in the debate, as succinctly as you can, tell the people who are listening how your policies differ from the Republican and Democratic policies.
The Libertarian Party believes in the Constitution, individual rights, and private property. We have this really crazy idea that the Constitution means something and that it puts limitations on the government.
So does that mean...
If I were elected president, I promise to veto every unconstitutional law that Congress sends to my desk.
Which existing government functions at the federal level do you feel are unconstitutional and you would try to get rid of if you were president?
Well, most of them are unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 8 identifies what Congress is allowed to do. Anything that Congress is doing which is not on that list is, by definition, unconstitutional. So we would get rid of the Department of Education because, you know, we're wasting too much money on education and the quality of our students is declining. In 1953, American students were number one in math and science. Now, after 50 years of government control, our students are 29th in math and science, and some estimates say that our high school students are coming out of school, 50% are coming out of school functionally illiterate.
How about defense? How about the war in Iraq?
The war in Iraq was a mistake. It's a mistake for us to stay there, and I would bring our sons and daughters home as safely and quickly as possible.
What about the Department of Health and Human Services, which is a huge bureaucracy that does a lot of things?
We would get rid of that. You have a right to life, liberty, and property, but you do not have a right to your neighbor's property. So it's your responsibility to put food in your mouth. It's your responsibility to put shelter over your head. And, you know, we are not, it would be theft to have the government take someone else's property to spend it for your health care, for your housing.
Well, the idea of property is theft leads right into tax policy. The president says lower taxes
I really can't hear you. I'll have to continue this some other time.
We're almost through. I think it'll go down. It's been going up and down. Hello? Still there?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. The noise comes and goes. What's the on-the-ground situation? What are you going to be doing next?
Well, we're marching to where the debates are. David Cobb and I will both give a speech, and then we'll try to enter the debate area. We suspect that our freedom of speech will be violated, that we will probably be handcuffed and taken off to jail.
Tell people who David Cobb is.
I'm sorry?
Who's David Cobb?
David Cobb is the presidential candidate for the Green Party.
Okay. What time is it there in St. Louis?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. How long until you're going to be arrested?
I have no idea.
Oh. Okay. Do you think it's more likely that you'll get into the debate or that you'll go to jail?
I have no idea.
Okay. Thanks very much for talking to us. I hope we can talk to you after you either finish debating or finish serving your time.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye.